Good Erev Shabbos to everyone. We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Shmos. Yosef, his brothers, and that entire generation had died. The Bnei Yisrael were fruitful, multiplied, and spread all over the land of Mitzrayim. Pharaoh then gathered his people together, fearful that Klal Yisrael would become so great that they would become too numerous to control. With that began the Shibud, a terrible backbreaking labor, oppressive taskmasters, forced labor with bricks and cement. The stargazer Pharaoh told him that a Jewish boy would be born that would save the Jews. So Pharaoh decreed that all Jewish boys have to be killed and instructed the Jewish midwives, Shifra and Pua, to ensure that. These wonderful midwives feared Hashem, not Pharaoh, and helped these boys live. They were rewarded with special houses of Kahuna and Malchus. Amram remarried Yecheved, and they had a baby boy who filled the house with light. Eventually, they couldn't hide him anymore, so his mother placed him in a basket in the river. His sister watched from afar on the riverbank. Pharaoh's daughter came to the river, saw this basket. Upon opening it, seeing a baby crying, she tried hiring a nursemaid to feed him, but he refused to eat until his sister suggested to the daughter of Pharaoh that she call a Jewish woman. And who do you think she called? The boy's mother. So the daughter of Pharaoh named him Misha, and he grew up in the palace. When he got older, he went out to share in the pain of his suffering brethren and saw an Egyptian man striking a Jew. He looked here and there and then uttered the Shema HaMefayer, striking the Egyptian dead, and then buried him in the sand. The next day, he saw two Jews fighting and told them to stop. One of them derisively commented to him, "What, are you going to kill me like you did to the Egyptian yesterday?" Misha became frightened and realized that this was not good news. These men told Pharaoh about Misha, and he actually tried to kill Misha. With Hashem's Nisim, Misha escaped and then went to Midian and parked himself by the well. Yisro, the leader of the area, sent his daughters with his sheep to the well. They were chased away by the other shepherds. Misha saved them and watered their sheep. Upon telling their father what happened, he had them invite Misha over. He eventually gave one of them, Tzipira, to Misha as a wife. In the meantime, the difficulties in Mitzrayim kept on increasing. The oppression and suffering were absolutely horrible. Misha was leading his father-in-law's sheep deep in the wilderness and saw the most remarkable of sights. A thorn bush was on fire, but wasn't being consumed. As he turned to look at it, a voice called out to him and instructed he remove his shoes, for it was a holy place. Misha then began a week-long conversation with Hashem, who tried to impress upon him the importance of becoming the leader of Klal Yisrael to take them out of Mitzrayim. Misha said he can't do it because he has a stutter and that the Yidden wouldn't listen to him anyway, and a whole bunch of other reasons. Hashem gave him two signs to perform for them. When he threw his staff down, it became a snake, and when he grabbed its tail once again, it became a staff, and when he put his hand in his chest, it became white with tsaras. After continuous refusal, Hashem became angry and said that Aaron's going to join Misha in his leadership. Eventually, Misha agreed to be the leader. Misha got permission from his father-in-law Yisro to leave, took his wife and two children, and set out along the way. Because he didn't give his youngest son a bris, Amalek came to kill him along the way, but Zipporah quickly gave him a bris and saved Misha. Hashem informed Aaron of Misha's impending arrival. He went to greet him, and Misha told him everything that happened. They gathered the elders of Klal Yisrael and encouraged them that Hashem would redeem them. They went to Pari and told him to let the Yidden travel 3 days to go sacrifice to Hashem. Pari just laughed at them and made the work harder. As opposed to previously, where the Jews were given straw to make bricks, now they had to gather their own straw and still had to make the same number of bricks. The Egyptian taskmasters beat the Jewish overseers for not forcing the Jews to produce the requisite amount, and when they went to Pari to complain at the injustice, he just laughed at them. They got angry at Misha and Aaron, saying that you claimed to come and save us, and now look, all you did was make things worse. Misha went to Hashem and complained, "Why did you send me?" Hashem told him there's no cause for worry, just wait and see what's going to happen. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.